This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's tempting to think our presidential election is an entirely domestic affair, but facts is facts. A big chunk of the rest of the world is watching, a chunk that includes hundreds of thousands of foreign students who might consider coming here for college. And here's the higher ed business proposition conundrum in that. American universities need those students more than ever. So the question is, after all the ugly rhetoric about immigration, are those students still going to want to come? From our education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on this election and international student recruiting.
Here's how important international students are to this country. There are almost a million of them enrolled in U.S. colleges, up from just over half a million 10 years ago. They bring in an estimated $30 billion a year to the economy, and colleges say all students benefit from a multicultural campus.
We've become a very global economy, and universities want to provide that to their students.
That's Ben Waxman, CEO of International Education Advantage, which helps colleges market themselves to foreign students. Earlier this year, his company surveyed more than 40,000 prospective students from around the world.
60% of international students said they were less likely to study in the U.S. if Donald Trump is elected president.
About 4% said they'd be less likely to come here if Hillary Clinton wins. The survey didn't ask why, but Waxman suspects Trump's positions on immigration, like a proposed ban on Muslims entering the country and a wall on the Mexican border, had something to do with it. Mariami Dolashvili from Ukraine is already studying here as a junior at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. She came on a scholarship, but had money been an issue, she says she might have done things differently were Trump in the White House.
If I would have to pay for myself and choose the country I want to go to, maybe I would choose some European country to go instead of coming here.
Rose Kunapalil, a graduate student from India, says whoever wins the election, a lot of damage has already been done.
When I talk to people back home in India, there are a section of people who are now second-guessing what the American people think about immigrants and of people coming to find their dreams here, you know?
Foreign students typically pay full tuition, so even a small dip could have a big impact. One example, new restrictions on a Saudi Arabian scholarship program has meant fewer Saudi students at many U.S. campuses. Mike Licari is provost at Indiana State University, where nearly half of international students are Saudi.
Enrollment matters, and small shifts in policy for domestic students or international students can, you know, shift those enrollment trends pretty quickly.
Saudi enrollment was down 4% this year at the school and is expected to drop again next year. To be clear, none of the candidates wants to limit the main visa program for foreign college students, but Trump has proposed cutting a program that brings exchange students here to study or work for short periods. Peggy Blumenthal is with the Institute of International Education, a research and advocacy group. She says anti-immigrant sentiment is worse in many other countries.
So I think that when students look around the world and look at other potential host countries, the U.S. still looks far more welcoming and far more accessible.
If that were to change, she says, colleges would work aggressively to keep the doors open. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.